1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever convicted of a felony, will hold a news conference at Trump Tower this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where the 34 guilty verdicts were read aloud last night.
Trump and his allies cast doubt on his conviction, harnessing Trump's political power and his grip on the Republican Party to rally supporters around calls for retaliation ahead of the election this fall.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Outside court, the stunning conviction became a moment of celebration.
Guilty!
And star witness Michael Cohen, who the defense called the greatest liar of all time, hailed what he called an important day for accountability and the rule of law. Cohen saying the truth always matters.
Sentencing for Donald Trump is scheduled for July 11th. Most legal experts do not expect him to get jail time. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could boost President Biden in the polls. That's according to the Marquette poll from earlier this month.
In the guilty scenario, Biden was up by 4 points. In the not guilty scenario, Trump was up by 6 points. That was a hypothetical when we asked it. In the next week or two or three, we will see.
Pollster Charles Franklin tells Civic Media the verdict should move more undecided voters than partisans. Meanwhile, Trump is set to be sentenced just 4 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. It's not clear how it will affect plans. The GOP has been battling the Secret Service over the size of the convention's security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in La Crosse yesterday to campaign on her legislative efforts in health care. Baldwin touted the Senate's work in investigating the companies that make inhalers, leading to three of those companies to lower the cost of inhalers to $35 per month. Baldwin said now Congress must hold those companies accountable. The roundtable was held at the Gunderson Medical Foundation. Baldwin was joined by health care workers at Gunderson, the La Crosse School District, and St. Clair Health Mission. Today is the start of the WIAA State Track and Field Championships here in La Crosse. City officials said that with thousands of people coming to La Crosse to watch the event, traffic will be busier than usual. The two-day event is held at UW-La Crosse, drawing competitors from schools all over the state. Police said that there's a big uptick in crashes and other traffic incidents due to unfamiliarity with the local roads and congestion. Average attendance at the state meet is over 1,500 people, with recent years topping 20,000 spectators. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Friday night football for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will kick off their season with a week one matchup against Western Michigan on Friday night, August 29th on Fox Sports 1 and the Badgers Radio Network. The kickoff at 8 p.m. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on how the team was more aggressive during practices this spring.
In order for us to be in a place to play for a championship, and this is what we have to do on a daily basis. We got to push, and ultimately we got to continue to raise the level of the things that we do.
And the Badgers will finish the regular season against Minnesota on Black Friday, November 29th on CBS. That's a day game, kickoff at 11 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers extended their lead in first place after beating the Chicago Cubs again, this time 6-4. Milwaukee won the series against the Cubs 3-1. Tonight, the Brewers' homestand continues against the White Sox. They have struggled, now 22.5 games out of first place in their division in the American League. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high 76 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight, 58 tomorrow. A lingering shower or thunderstorm in the morning, then clearing with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a great time to adopt a pet and help out a Milwaukee animal shelter. On Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller and the debut of a new completely legitimate attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. The NBA finals are set. Exciting times.
Yeah, well, it's Friday. I guess we can put the NBA finals in there. It's Friday. That means my co-host Sandy Williams is
alive and well.
Yeah. Well, that's with all of us, right?
Yep. Just like you said, it's better to be seen than viewed.
Sandy, we've got to talk about, you know, hey, you got some music that you're going to play.
Well, today. No, we'll listen to music.
Okay, right.
The theme of the music will be obvious. It's not joyful, but it's apropos.
So, Sandy, the decision came in. Are you surprised at how quickly it came in?
I was. I thought that there would be a much more torment that the jury would go through before they reached the verdict. But they must have all been pretty much on the same page when they went to the jurors' room, because, you know, the first day they went in, they were only there for about an hour and a half or two after the charge to the jury, and then it came quite quickly. So I don't think they had much trouble in their own minds reaching their verdict.
So, Sandy, before we get into all this, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For the entire show, it's up to you, the audience. You can weigh in. Sandy, let's talk about what transpired. Let's talk about how Donald Trump was brought to trial. Did he commit any crimes? Because if you listen to people, Donald Trump didn't commit any crimes. He should have never been. This should have never happened. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the commission of a crime is a speculation until a jury considers it. And then the jury decides whether a crime was committed or not. And they decided one was committed. The nature of this crime is unusual, okay? It's the falsification of documents under New York law. There's a provision that says that if you falsify business records for the purpose of potentially perpetuating another crime, then you have committed a felony because of that other crime, if it was a felony, was being avoided by your falsification of documents. Otherwise, the falsification of documents under the New York law is a misdemeanor because you have simply falsified the document unrelated to the commission of another crime. So in this case, the jury was instructed that if Donald Trump falsified, and there were 34 counts, the 34 counts were each of the 34 documents that it was alleged he had falsified or had falsified for the purpose of avoiding another crime. And so they decided that all 34 documents were in fact falsified. And then the judge said to them, The other crimes you consider that he might have been avoiding by falsification of documents include the evasion or the violation of a New York election law or the violation of tax law, okay? Because by converting this to a business expense, he made it tax deductible, whereas a money payment to somebody, a hush money payment as it's been described to somebody, would never be tax deductible, okay? So the crimes that the jury was allowed to consider in terms of deciding whether this falsification was in pursuit of another crime included tax evasion and evasion of the New York election law. And so the New York election law, you know, the fact that hush money was paid to keep someone quiet to avoid impacting the election was, I guess, the way that it was alleged that he had violated the New York election law. Now, people can allege that this is sort of trivial seeming crimes, okay? But people are charged with trivial crimes and they get convicted of them. You know, in this case, will he get sentenced to jail? I would expect that to be exceedingly unlikely. But he has been convicted. But what worries me the most is the nature of the reaction to this, which is an assault on the integrity, the legitimacy of the investigation, of the prosecution, and of the court that decides the case. You know, we've got now ongoing politically on the basis, or at least in support of those who support Donald Trump, people attacking the integrity of the election process nationally and locally, attacking the legitimacy of police investigations, the FBI, and local police investigations, the legitimacy of the prosecutorial decisions that are made in terms of whether someone should be prosecuted, attacking the legitimacy of judges, the people who are running the courts, and attacking the legitimacy of the outcome of jury decisions. This is an assault. This ends up being an attack on the legitimacy of all of the pillars of American government. And that's what worries me, okay? And in order for people to adopt Donald Trump's vision of what has happened, they have to conclude that all of these pillars of government are illegitimate because they have been somehow seized control of by liberals and that they are therefore rigged against conservatives. Now, I presume that they would not feel the same way if all these pillars of government were controlled by conservatives. But would they? I don't know.
Let me ask you, Sandy, did they just create those laws solely for Donald Trump, or are those laws already on the books before Donald Trump did what he did? They're enforcing laws that were already written, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you can't enforce a law against somebody for a crime that wasn't a crime at the time it was committed. That's a matter of fundamental law. So if the law was created after the fact, he couldn't be charged with it or convicted of it.
So clearly, for those who think that this was, you know, set up just to entrap Donald Trump, it's a ridiculous thought because the laws are already there. They're already on the books. And had Donald Trump not done anything to bring this about?
Well, I would say this. I would say that Donald Trump has led a life of something close to what is called scofflaw. Scofflaw being, you know, the jaywalker who walks in the middle of the street knowing that he should go down to the pedestrian crosswalk, but just scoffs the law and walks across the middle of the street. Well, Donald has kind of scoffed law and used the legal system throughout his whole business career. So, you know, there's no question. He's been involved with thousands of litigations. He has, and I know this from personal experience from the law firm I was at, he has failed to pay many of the people with whom he does business, basically telling them, if you want to get paid, sue me, knowing that for most people, the opportunity to chase a bill with a lawsuit just isn't worth their time or while, so he stiffs them. He has been the subject of thousands of lawsuits. He has, and I would say that, yes, most of the legal things that he does are not violent violent crimes, the kind that are ipso facto in everyone's mind a crime, they are a scoffing of the law that people are required to follow, tax laws. Do you pay your taxes, or do you pay the amount you should pay? Do you handle your business records in the manner you should handle your business records? You know, how do you deal with women at work? And then election law, you know, the call to the Secretary of State in Georgia was, I would call it, reckless. OK, there are people who would have been inclined to try and persuade the Secretary of State in Georgia to do whatever. But they wouldn't probably have had the candidate himself call up the person, lean on them and tell them to find 11,400, whatever the number was, 65 votes, whatever was needed to win the election. I mean, that's reckless. So I would say that the main reason this is happening to Donald Trump is that he has come to the point in his life where he is living his life recklessly at the edge of the law.
So before we go to the phone lines, Sandy, is it safe to say this proves that our system works? What took place, the outcome? Because many people believe, myself included, that Donald Trump was not going to be found guilty.
Well, I think it proves, yes, that the system works. But my worry is that by the nature of what the reaction to this is, it is going to put our system to a test that it might not be able to withstand. In other words, if you believe that all of these elements of justice are illegitimate, that the investigators, the police were illegitimate, that the prosecutors were illegitimate, that the judges were illegitimate, that the jury was rigged or illegitimate, if that's the conclusion you reach, then when the decision is going to be executed and the warrant shows up or the marshal shows up to carry out the court's order, what is the option? Because you can't go to court now to get amends done, okay? You can't go to court to solve the problem. So the only way you can solve the problem is to, by force, saying, we are going to resist arrest. We are going to refuse arrest. I mean, it's now we are in the specter of the Branch Davidians. You're in the specter of the people who have decided that government is illegitimate and that they must defend themselves against their government. It's what I have feared with respect to 20 million AR assault rifles out in the hands of the people, because even some of the people who hold those say that they want those guns in hand because they want to be able to resist the illegitimate actions of their government. Now we have a presidential candidate who is declaring the actions of government to be illegitimate. I mean, rather than test our American system that way, I think a patriot would say, you know what, our system of government is more important than I am, and I'm going to ask somebody else to run in my place for president who doesn't have this problem attendant to them, so we can protect the American system of government and proceed.
So, Sandy, I want to challenge all the people who swear they're for law and order. Law and order, law and order. Yes, we need to lock the criminals up, felons and all of these things. But when it comes to what just happened, now, law and order seems to be not the order of the day anymore.
Well, I would say that there are plenty of people who will be upset by this decision who would not be upset by decisions rendered against criminals or alleged criminals of color who get convicted in court. There's a hue and cry out there to convict. You know,
right?
This same person. Was asking that the courts lock up Hillary Clinton, was demanding that there be indictments of Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
Hunter Biden, lock him up. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you. It's Friday. It means Fridays is my co-host.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. Lacrosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Well, breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I miss my baby and a good fun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. Sandy, and I know the theme.
Yeah, the music, the theme is obvious. I decided to look into the question of prison, actually, as a theme in music, and it turns out there are plenty of choices.
So before we go to the phone lines, let me read this text by Matt from Germantown. Regarding integrity of the court, didn't the defense get to help pick the jurors? That being said, let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a great day for America. So I'm not one of these whiners that are going to call up and complain about it. I think it's wonderful what happened. I believe that he's going to be more popular than ever. I do have a couple questions, and I hope that you don't interrupt me, so I want to get it off.
By that standard, you should be able to talk for the next 2 hours. You hope that I don't interrupt you. Go ahead.
The devil's had me on yesterday for two segments. I was on for half an hour.
Well, this is not the devil's, and so this is the Earl Ingram Show. So just so we get that clear.
Go ahead, Gary.
thank you, Sandy. Okay. Let me ask you, and I want the truth, because I respect both you guys. If Donald Trump was not running for president, do you believe, Sandy, that they would have went after him with all these charges and all and these laws that he broke, trying to hide his sexual encounter with Stormy, which he thought was going to wreck his chances of becoming president of the United States? Do you believe that if he wasn't running, do you think they would have charged him with this?
Well, if he wasn't running for president, he wouldn't have violated election laws, which is the underlying crime that raised this to the level of a felony rather than a misdemeanor. But I think one of the issues we have to keep in mind is that when people develop celebrity status, they actually get treated probably more carefully by the justice system. They're more likely, I think, to be discovered with respect to the actions that they commit. And once they are, I think the justice system has to bend over backwards to persuade the public that they aren't giving special treatment to the person because of celebrity status. So, no, I mean, he might not have been prosecuted. Well, number one, he wouldn't have been prosecuted if he wasn't running, because there wouldn't have been an election law violation. But number two, if he didn't have celebrity status, he undoubtedly would get treated differently. But celebrity status brings with it these issues. And there are plenty of celebrities out there who can speak to it. Okay.
So let me respond to Tony, who responded to what Gary just said. They would have gone after him sooner. Now, let me say this to you, Gary, with all due respect. You know, this is the Earl Ingram Show, and Gary doesn't get to ask questions of us, as long as he wants to. So go ahead.
Well, one other thing, Gary. I think that the problem that I see is that the judicial system, the prosecutorial system, you know, the courts have acted, the jury has acted. You know, we have a system of government, and to decide that the system of government is illegitimate is potentially so very dangerous. You know, I don't know whether the Trump base is going to be invigorated by this or not. They well might be, but to me that's a horror. Okay, because once you've attacked the legitimacy of elections, of investigations, of prosecutions, of court decisions, of jury decisions, once you've said all of those things are illegitimate, I guess because somehow they've been rigged, meaning I guess that they've been taken control of by people who have a liberal bent, that then therefore they are to be ignored. And once you ignore the legitimacy of all those things or attack them, what's the end game? What do we have left, Gary?
Well, Sandy, this is the thing that, and I'm a kind of a normal conservative, and I don't call people names, and I call it the way I see it. Okay?
So, what's your answer, it? Gary? We hold you in high esteem, but what do you think is left to the country if we actually decide that there's going to be millions and millions of people who decide that all of what I described are illegitimate and need to be taken apart? If you take them apart, what's the end game?
Sandy, the thing is this, and I'm going to answer your question, but I have to give you a scenario. I've gone in front of abortion clinics in Planned Parenthood.
Hey, Gary.
I've been arrested.
Hey, Gary.
Wait, let me just...
No, I'm not going to let you, Gary, take the conversation where you want to take it, because we have other people who are waiting to get on the line. You know, respond to his question.
Going to respond to it, but you have to let me give
no
you a scenario.
I don't have to let you give me a scenario. Respond to his question.
Okay, I will. I just have to explain how I'm going to give it the response.
No, you
okay,
don't.
So I'm blocking the door. I'm blocking the door of a abortion clinic. I get arrested, so I have Janet Poswedek as
Gary. No, I'm not going to let you go down that road.
Well, and if you were blocking a door, you were committing a crime. That isn't civil disobedience. That's something else, right? If you block ingress to a building, and demonstrators left or right would presumably be arrested for blocking entrance to a place of business.
Well, the point is, it has nothing to do with the conversation.
Well, I think he's trying to talk about the court system and whether it's whether there's a liberal or conservative cast to it. But my question is, would we be better off if we had a court system which liberals would describe as being controlled by conservatives? I mean, don't we have to, in this country, don't we have to recognize the legitimacy of the organizations and the pillars of our government, regardless of whether we think they have a particular political leaning one way or the other? Because, you know, each side is subject to making that accusation.
Well,
we have a U.S. Supreme Court who clearly currently has a conservative leaning.
But
its decision with respect to Roe v. Wade has been enforced in all of the states.
Well, I'll say this to Gary and others. Forever, people of color have said we've been railroaded by this system, and this system has not been fair and just. And people like Gary and people on the left have agreed that the system is right. You can't now turn around and say that system, because of one man, is totally wrong and be just. It can't be both ways. You know, you can't say that the system is 100% correct when people without resources are sent to jail constantly, who don't have resources to defend themselves. But when a guy who has all the resources in the world defends himself and loses, and now you say the system is crooked. That's what I'm pushing back on. 844-967-2789. Is our number. It's Tuesday. Oh, it's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host Sandy Williams.
Yes, my race runs. She's the best girl that I've ever had. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee School District's problems could hurt every other school in Wisconsin. That's according to the State Department of Public Instruction. The agency needs overdue financial information from Milwaukee in order to set state funding for all districts. DPI has been waiting on Milwaukee's report since September. First Lady Jill Biden campaigns in Wisconsin tonight. She tells ABC-TV's Good Morning America the difference between her husband, the president, and challenger Donald Trump is clear.
We have a choice. We can have, you know, my husband, who is calm and steady and strong and has character and integrity, or we have the other choice, which is chaotic.
Mrs. Biden is speaking at the opening ceremonies for Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A $500,000 project to test PFAS contamination in the town of Campbell will begin on Monday. The project will drill sentry wells to check the progress of contamination in an aquifer deeper than the one that the town had been using, which has PFAS. If PFAS is mixing in with the deeper aquifer, it will help other La Crosse County municipalities prepare. The town of Campbell's residents have been using bottled water for 4 years due to PFAS contamination in private wells. Tomorrow is the start of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin. Special dairy events are sponsored by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, such as Monroe County's 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, which will be held at the Witt Family Farm in Wilton tomorrow. Crawford County's Dairy Breakfast will be in Gays Mills at the Crawford County Fairgrounds tomorrow as well, where they'll announce the finalists for the next Alice in Dairyland. La Crosse County's event is on June 15th. You can see the full list of dairy events happening in the state at wisconsindairy.org. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Vanna White is not ready to retire just because Pat Sajak is hanging it up after 41 years. Sajak's last episode of Wheel will air June 7th. The 67-year-old White says she never would have thought she would have been at the job for 40 years, but loves that she doesn't play a character, is just herself, and gets to give money away. You could try to find something unlikable about Vanna White, but you would not be successful. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s, when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian, which allowed him to remain childish. Yeah, that's why. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high 76 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight, 58 tomorrow. A lingering shower or thunderstorm in the morning, then clearing with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us for a Friday edition. We'll get you ready for the weekend, take a look at some fun things, and talk a little politics along the way. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there.
jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the tail out rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang.
All right, welcome back to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, you know, the decision has been rendered, and the fallout, I guess, is in full bloom. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I chose that music, and it sounded kind of joyful. I don't think this is a reason, a day to either exalt or to celebrate or to be happy about. I think that we're being put through a very difficult situation. And in large part, I would accuse the defendant here of putting us through it, insisting on running for president in spite of this trail of problems, and testing the American judicial system and essentially now attacking it as the sole defense after a conviction. You know, I just think, you know, you can say, well, the action shouldn't have been brought. Well, the acts that caused the action to be brought shouldn't have occurred either. But we're now in this situation, and it is a very delicate and difficult situation. And I'm just hoping that the millions of people who follow Donald Trump don't decide that they want to take on the pillars of the American justice as the reaction to this, because we are a much more fragile system than we think.
So let me ask you, Sandy, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You get your opportunity to respond. So this man sets in motion where the people, either whose side are you on? Basically, it's what he's saying. You either stand with me or you stand with this government. And people are saying, some, F the government, which is what they're doing. They're selling the government down the road.
Yeah, I mean, he has decided to pit himself against the pillars of the American justice system and the American electoral system. The elections are rigged. The courts are rigged. The jury system is rigged. The judges are corrupt. The prosecution, the police are corrupt, not to be believed. I mean, let's just unfold this, you know, look at it and realize that this is a direct assault on the American system. And if people embrace that, then I'm always an end game person. What's the end game? What does it look like? And the end game can look very different than the American system. And is it really patriotic to attack the elements of American government? If you think they're broken, fix them, but don't attack them.
And let me, before we go to the phone lines, every day, every second of every minute of every hour of every day, people are sitting in courts and they're dealing with things that happen. And they're accepting, people are saying, I've been railroaded. And nobody's listening to those people because people think that the system is fair and balanced. The majority of the American people believe that. Is it safe to say that?
Well, I mean, we have to. We have to adopt a notion and a belief system that believes in our jury system and believes in our courts. And yes, we should be vigilant about who it is that we elect as judges. We need to wake up about the issues associated with who participates in our government, with our police. You know, we try to be vigilant about police, set up police commissions. People worry about reforming police but ultimately we have to rely on them. We can't attack them directly. We can't turn our back on the ultimate decisions and say those decisions are to be ignored. Those decisions are to be overturned by essentially mob action. That's the only way to overturn those kind of decisions is to convert to mob reaction, and that's the end.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for hanging on. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I think you guys are right. You know, today is not a day to be gleeful or joyful, but it is a day to be encouraged. And I think we should use that energy, you know, to continue to fight forward to an attempt to make our nation a more perfect union. But I got to say this, the GOP, the Republican Party, has had their chance over and over and over to either get their candidate under control or to find somebody else who, you know, will go forward with their agenda. But no, what they have done, even through other primary elections, impeachment proceedings, they have chosen to double down and not hold their candidate and therefore their party accountable. This is what many of us, you know, the situation that we find ourselves in today is what many of us were fearful of. And that is the cult effect and its impact on, in this case, you know, what, 48% of America. I'm convinced that, you know, good will conquer here and people will do the right thing. And maybe there'll be some epiphanies and some realizations here and we can learn. But what's the first thing out of this person's mouth when he comes into the public? He's assailing the system. Again, what you guys are talking about, the pillars of our democracy. To me, you know, this is the result of the Republican Party not taking care of their own house and not bringing forward a qualified candidate that both sides of the aisle can get behind. Our politics have turned into something completely different. And the only remedy that we have is we the people. We must be organized and be diligent and vote and vote. You know, get our friends to vote, believe in the process, and reinvest in the infrastructure of our process, and we will find our more perfect union. But it can't happen, and it won't happen, if the signs of a Donald Trump are revealed throughout years and years and years, and yet the party still chooses to nominate this guy to be their president. No, Republicans need to own their responsibility in cleaning up their own house.
Hey, Mike, I think that was very well said. Thank you very much for the call, Sandy.
Yeah, very. I mean, I think it was. And I think, you know, what disappointed me the most was someone like Mitch McConnell, who I think is someone who understands our government, has been in it a long time, and is respected, I think, in the U.S. Senate, or maybe was. But his immediate reaction was to essentially attack the decision. He didn't go as far, I think, in his language as Trump has, but he definitely, and Nikki Haley and all sorts of Republicans who have stood up to Donald Trump in the past, have decided that still, because he is their apparent candidate, they must take his position with respect to attacking the legitimacy of the process.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you for hanging on. You say what?
Thank you. I honestly believe that we, the people, government, are really sick and tired of Donald Trump. I think hopefully after this, we can actually start getting back to child care, health care, taxes, and rent or mortgage as actual policies, or authoritarian versus a democracy, because that's really what this is coming down to. I'm not happy that Donald Trump, you know, was found guilty. I really didn't think he was going to be found guilty. I thought there'd be someone in there that actually was going to have a hung jury or what have you. But it does give you encouragement that our justice system works and that they can put on a court case and they can do these things. Now, I really believe that 30% of the country are the hardcore Trumpers. And 70% of the country are reasonable people. I also believe that it's that same 30% that were in favor of George War Criminal Bush doing what he did in Iraq and Afghanistan. But what I don't see, and I don't know, the media seems to want to do this, but I don't see hundreds of thousands and millions of people out in the streets about this this issue. So when callers call in and say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever, I think they're even tired. I think January, I don't say 17th, I don't remember if it was that or January 11th, but January 17th, when a lot of those guys went to jail and really faced the consequences of the justice system and are sitting in jail still, I think they got the note that, hey, we're not going to put up with anarchy. Peaceful protests, fine. Anarchy, no. And for those people that are being embedded into the peaceful protesters, they need to be called out, because whether that's on the left, the right, whatever, I don't care. All I care about, you know, is we the people being the government, number one. And I believe that we need to get money out of politics, number two. But I'm just saying this. Can you look your child, your grandchild, your nieces, your nephews, can you look them in the eye and honestly say that you voted for a convicted felon for president of the United States? Just let that sit in a little bit and think about that, because that's a pretty unbelievable thing if that becomes your legacy as a person that votes a certain way. And even if you're going to vote third party, which we only have two parties in this country, so you're really throwing your vote to the authoritarian dictator. I really think that people need to stop, think about this, and think about, as Sandy talks about, childcare, healthcare, taxes, rent. Who is the better party that brings about these things? And I will say, because I'm someone that is a small business owner, the freedom that comes with owning a small business, I'd like to see people that call in that say they own a small business and they work so hard. I'm sorry, there's a lot of freedom for us people that run small businesses, and we aren't controlled by corporations. Hey. And those people that say they own businesses, go ahead, go work for a company and see how much you like it.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Don, you say what?
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I'd like to offer a quick comment here. Yesterday was a very good start to get back to normalcy again. Now, let's finish the job. I believe the maximum sentencing is going to take place in July sometime. Let's put him, the maximum sentence, I believe, is 4 years in jail. Then he can sit in the jail and fart in jail. Thank you for taking the call.
Hey, Don, thank you for that appropriate message.
Yeah, I think actually that's the issue I have. This person has decided to cause our system to go through this wrenching process. I'll be very surprised if he gets imprisoned at the sentencing hearing, or if he gets imprisoned after all the appeals are done. But the problem is that we're being put through this test, and this person who's running for office for president has decided that his personal quest for power is more important than our system. I don't agree with Tom that 30 million Americans are unreasonable, okay? These are reasonable people. They have decided for their own reasons, maybe, that they're all in for Donald Trump. I'm simply hoping that we can talk to them and have them think about these issues that we're trying to think about today.
All right, 844-967-2789. The phone lines are open. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I hear something saying.
The sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, people will remember, what were you doing on this date at that time that this decision was rendered? And I want to ask you, Sandy, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. This decision that was made, will it have any impact at all on the other cases? Will it be easier, do you think, for, you know, these decisions? And let me do this. Before we do this, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent. Hey, Vincent, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Earl. You know, I just want to know, see how far we've come in this country. The fact is, in 88, Gary Hart was running for the Democratic nomination for the presidency, and because he was seen on a yacht with a lady that not was his wife, that ruined his chances for being basically president of the United States. And now we have a man who's convicted of a felony and still can run for president. And it's a real thing about it that with this conviction as a felon, he can't even vote for himself. This is how far this country has gone down. And no, it's not an opportunity to celebrate. The fact is, people around the world are looking at this, are looking at America. They've always looked for America as a guide, as a hope. And now we're going through this mess because a man decided to cheat on his wife, and come up with some criminal way to pay her off. You know, it's a sad day for America, and so that's basically my comment.
You know, Vincent, not only did he do that, but didn't have, you know, when the information came out, any person, you know, you would think who has some values would have said, uh-oh, I can't run. This information is out there on me.
Well, I shouldn't put the country through the yes. process. I mean, Gary Hart actually stepped out of the campaign back at the time when I think her name was Fannie Hill or whoever it was that was on the boat with him. And, you know, there's been a history of this along the way. I think the real issue is this person has put himself above the importance of our country. And you know, Al Gore conceded an election that could easily have been adjudicated, that was razor thin in the outcome of the election. and he chose not to adjudicate it further because of his concern about what it would do. And there was an orderly transfer of power from the Democrats to the Republicans. And we're just watching a process here now that has become totally personalized. What's interesting to me is that this person who's got a cult following, much of the cult following what wants to talk primarily about family values and restoring family values in the United States, and is looking to this person to be its leader.
Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
I say amen, Benson. If you're convicted of a felony, you can't run to be president. It's no simpler than that. I mean, when you go to apply for a job, I think even at McDonald's, they ask if you've ever been convicted of a felony. So this country is, we're messed up. And if you think about it, there's no riots today. There's nobody, you know, poor Trump. There's nobody, you know, rioting or going on and on about this. Most people are embarrassed. We don't want Trump to be our candidate. We want somebody that's going to go in, you know, take the presidency and do something good with our country. What people are you know, having problems with today is the cost of groceries, the cost of gas. If you have three kids, I mean, to feed three kids and just to fill up your tank of gas, it's, you know, it's just ridiculous. The MAGA people are a handful of people. I just think that you have to step back. This is not, he's not representative of Republicans, independents, Americans, anybody. Nobody wants Trump to run. But what are we supposed to do?
Well, here, Julie, I think what you've said, you know, I think the Republicans, if they were smart, would quickly jump to Nikki Haley or someone else, and they would definitely seize an advantage because obviously this has been a situation in which we have two candidates who were relatively unpopular. One of them now is in a far different situation and one that was predictable. And I agree with you that our country needs to straighten itself out. We need to start operating on all of our cylinders and making the right decisions. And so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen now. I hope that this effort on the part of Trump to steer a bunch of people who follow him into a direction, to try and shepherd them into a direction like a herd that is attacking the American pillars of justice, fails. That's the main thing I'm concerned about.
I think, Sandy, to hear Julie, you know, say that people, and Julie's someone who spoke on behalf of Trump many times, and she's clearly said that this kind of changes her mind.
Well, I think there are a bunch of people who would prefer not to vote for Joe Biden, who want to vote for someone else, don't want to vote for Donald Trump. And there clearly are a bunch of Democrats who would just not want to vote for Donald Trump and will vote for Joe Biden. That's the kind of election we currently have right now, I think, is that kind of a race.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Julie. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, my, 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 my.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom.
Guilty, 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 guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty.
Tune in Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot.
You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.